And Philip Semple, PA.D, Surgeon Career. Today's date is 02/05/2022. Dictation is for Mr. Larry Lane. Lane spells L-A-N-E. Date of birth is 09/19/1963. This is a 58-year-old gentleman here for a routine follow-up period. Mr. Lane has a history of opioid use disorder. He is currently in Suboxone. Is there for follow-up and medication refill. He also states that since his last visit, he's had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. Next paragraph, review of systems. Today, patient reports difficulty in maintaining an erection. He said he noticed this has been going on for a little while, but it's gotten worse in the last three weeks or so. I would like to discuss treatment options, period. Next paragraph, he denies nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Next paragraph, he denies chest pain, denies abdominal pain. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert-oriented. In no acute distress, his vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% room air. Blood pressure is 168 over 94. Open parentheses, patient is on lisinopril. Close parentheses. Next line, pulse 70, respiration 18, temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no mesial signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, same line. Next line, regular rate and rhythm without murmur. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no rebound, no guarding, no rigidity, normal bowel sounds, no organomegaly, no peritoneal signs, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microvilli or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, the range of motion varies rate well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder, number 2 is medication refill, number 3, hypertension. Patient has medication for his blood pressure, but said he didn't take it, that he would take it when he get back home. Next assessment. Erectile dysfunction. Patient had a lengthy discussion about hormonal contribution to this issue. We talk about the need for us to do labs, namely to check his prostate, to check PSA level, to check his testosterone level, and other variables that are usually elevated around his age group period. If you understand, but we'll return the day different for the blood test, period. Next paragraph, patient's medication was refilled as follows. Suboxone, 8/2 milligrams SL film. He will take one film SL BID for 30 days, number 60. Next medication, Viagra, 25 milligrams. Advised to take one pill. Half an hour to 4 hours prior to coitus. Dispense 14. He was advised that if he sees an outside provider, particularly if he sees a cardiologist who starts him on, and if he starts on a medication such as the nitroglycerin, he must stop Viagra. He says he understands and will comply. Next paragraph. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He says he has none. End of dictation.